We jump back today into the New Testament. Book of Romans, written by Paul, chapter 4, verse 13 through 15. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir to the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For those who live by the law are heirs, but faith has no value and promises worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression.
Glorious Father, I praise you so much that I am not condemned because of the law, that Jesus came and set me free when he died for me, a worthless sinner. Oh, Father, you are so merciful. I will trust you and I will live by faith. I thank you, Lord, that you have revived me and you continually revive me. I do not live in this body of death. Instead, I live by faith in you and your promise of eternal life. Glory to God and glory to your holy name. Amen.
Today, throughout your day, keep this scripture in mind. We cannot obey the law of the holy God by our own righteousness. If we could, there'd be no need for Christ. See, without Christ's cleansing blood, we're all doomed. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, changing us daily into the image of our beloved Savior. Because of our faith, we have hope. An old pastor once said, "Every day you don't go forward, you're going backwards." Don't be a backslider today. Go forward, my friends.
Today's action. On your knees today, praise the Almighty God for setting you free by giving His only Son to die in your place. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.